Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Does that make me crazy? Coming up in 40 minutes, Kid Nation? Send those our way at 800-543-3548 via text or slip into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy and let us know those quirky things you do that you thought were pretty normal, but we're here to tell you that no, you're not. And that's okay. It's good to be different.
It is.
You know? And we got Beat the Bank ATM coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll have you call in for your chance to guess. You know? Pretty awesome right there.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Ring device is often in the news for catching criminals doing criminal stuff.
Yeah.
But it can also catch the good stuff also. This story was in the news. Good Samaritan named Moses returns a wallet found in a homeowner's driveway, and it's all captured on a Ring video. It's happened down in Florida. Now, Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. And with the seasons changing, the kids are back in school, it's more important than ever to keep an eye on your home and those that you love. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery, a surprise visitor, maybe you lost your wallet in the driveway, you're getting an alert if somebody comes to your door. You'll be able to hear and speak to that person all from your phone because of the Ring video and audio. Now, as a listener to the Kid Craddock Morning Show and a Kid Nation listener, we have a special deal on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now with the Ring video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. And the great part is you can build, you can add something to your back door, the side door, the windows. Go to ring.com/kid. That's ring.com/KIDD. Additional terms may apply.
Awesome, Al. I definitely wanted to know about all that, you know, because I wanted to get one.
Good. My mom's getting one, too.
You haven't already.
Yeah.
We have these little cameras in the back and inside the house, but I need to get my ring.
So I need a ring of protection.
All of it, Kelly.
My mom was asking about it because there was somebody that broke into it. They're building a house down the street. The guys were there working on it. The guys went up, robbed them, took their tools, power tools and stuff while they're there constructing a house.
Yeah.
It's not like at night.
No, ma'am.
Anyway.
No, ma'am.
Never trust a criminal, Al.
I know.
Right?
Jenna, we didn't talk about this yet, but you had some bad news that hits you really hard this weekend.
It's just a small thing, and I don't know if y'all can relate, but, you know, as you get older, it's hard to make friends that are in the same stage of life as you.
I know.
But, you know, this summer we've had so many weddings that boyfriend and I actually met a couple through when we went to that wedding in Colorado, stuck at the airport. You know, they were at the wedding. We ended up getting kind of close with this couple. So great. And then this couple, so we saw them at dinner last week. They invited us to their house for the first time to go to a pool party this last weekend.
This is a couple that same stage of life, not married yet?
Yeah, no, they're married. They've been married a while, but they're just fabulous.
Okay.
And the guy is a wine rep. And, you know, I'm in an exclusive relationship with red wine. So so I thought, this is great. We're going to go on dinner dates. And so we went to their house for a pool party this weekend. And we have some mutual friends. Some of my close friends know them as well.
Do they have kids?
They don't have kids.
Oh,
no.
So they can get out whenever they
love to travel.
Perfect.
We've been talking about doing a couple's trip to Mexico City. So boyfriend and I have been very excited. So we go to their house for a pool party, and we pull up and we park at the house. There's a for sale sign. And we're like, maybe they're moving. They actually live kind of far from us by a lake. And so we were like, oh my gosh, where are y'all moving? Are you going to come closer to where we live? And they go, Arizona.
Oh,
what?
No.
I don't know. I got a little heartbroken because I just really liked them and have really liked our short relationship.
Now you have a place to stay in Arizona.
Oh, but
it's not
here.
The same.
I know. That's my dream. Honestly, to meet meet couples, this is always my dream, and Alan knows my dream, and I want to meet people randomly and just become lifelong friends.
I know. Right.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Dream.
Yeah.
I love that. And you lived it almost. Now you're
almost
it.
Had it, Jenna.
Is it better to have had it and lost it than to never have had it at all?
I suppose it is.
Yeah.
Because we have another couple that was part of the friends, and they're still here.
But it's not
the
same.
But I really liked them. I know everyone was a little sad. They said it just happened out of nowhere. They got a great opportunity, and they got to go.
It ended as fast as it started.
For sure. Pour
it out a little bit for Jenna's relationship.
And, you know, I feel like we're not close enough yet that I could say, hey, I'm in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? I feel like we're not quite at that level yet.
Can you wait till the last second right before they close on the house and go, no, don't go?
No. Whoa, no, because I'm all for a great opportunity. You gotta go.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, but not quite close enough friends that they would actually, if they heard this, probably think I'm creepy that I'm even expressing sadness over their move, because I was excited at the potential.
I know. I get it.
Speaking
of moving, Anna, did you move into your new place?
I did.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
The hottest mess of all time. It really is. Do you feel like the knots in my stress knots on my neck?
Is your boyfriend here yet?
No, he's not. So I'm having to handle this all on my own. But my place, like, they just renovated it, which is great. But it wasn't ready for me to move in.
Uh-huh.
So I'm currently living without working sinks, without a stove, with leaking air conditioning. It's like everything that could go wrong, honestly, has gone wrong.
And you don't have your man there to fix any
of it. I only call him and cry a little.
You can get deduction off your rent if there's issues.
Yeah,
with that.
And I think they're avoiding me. Because I've been showing up every day being like, what's up? Like,
if you had signed a lease to pay to move in and all of those things aren't ready, you legally have to get a deduction on your rent.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't have blinds.
Who needs a sink?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday morning, I had to, my shower works, which is great, but I turned on my shower to be able to, like, brush my teeth because I don't have sinks. Both humbling and humiliating.
When is the boyfriend moving down here?
Soon, hopefully.
So,
what's soon?
Is there a chance that he's not moving down?
Maybe.
Oh, wow. No. She's psycho
left? It's very open-ended.
No, I mean, soon. We're working on it.
But y'all went halvesies on a couch.
It's our couch.
Together, right?
Yeah, our couch.
No, it's my couch.
Oh! Is it our apartment, though?
It's our apartment.
Okay, it's our apartment, but your couch.
Yes. I think.
Okay.
Are you splitting the rent?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's ours.
Did he pay yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're so nosy.
Yeah, we are.
Did you use a brown chair?
Did I what?
Could you use a very lovely brown chair?
Why? Yeah?
If you could have come to the swap party, you could have taken it.
Kelly, I wish I was at the swap party instead of handling all this mess.
I told you.
Moving.
Yeah. I told you. I said those boxes are going to be there.
I know.
Actually, I still have it. You can have it if you want it.
The brown chair?
I have two, but my sister-in-law only needs one. So if you want one.
I'm available.
I have those four black and gold chairs. Do you remember seeing those in my house? They're black leather and gold. No, I'm just adding to her furniture.
I do need furniture.
I just realized I have four chairs. Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
I might have a couch.
Really? Well, she just got one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did. Our right. couch.
Well, look how generous you are for offering something she can't take.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for being
I said
so
I might.
I have TV trays.
I might. That's from your cool. wedding. Cool.
Yeah, from my wedding.
All right. Yeah. All those years ago.
Yep.
Kelly, you have a big day today.
See?
We're trying to get your mind off of what's happening today.
You do, and then you bring it back.
I know, because we have to.
I know people don't understand that it's different to speak here with you guys. And
right.
I know there are other people listening, but it's just different. And I also have you guys that I'm just talking to you and you can talk back to me. And some days if I'm, you know, I don't feel like participating in that conversation, I'll just sit back and let you guys talk.
Sure.
But it's different when you're up there on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Raspberry.
I'm going to tell you right now, my hands are tingling.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I have this rush of stuff come up through my jaw. I get this feeling of butterflies, but not the happy butterflies.
No, I got to go to the bathroom butterflies.
And I feel myself starting to pit. Mm-hmm. I'm pitting right now. Mm-hmm. And I usually don't.
Just talking about it.
And some lady wrote me last night. I was just checking DMs before I went to bed. I do randomly do that. I'm sorry. I get so many. But she said, I'm so excited to come see you speak tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm so looking forward to it. She goes, I'm really shocked because I thought you were always terrified to speak in public.
Oh, she is.
And I said, well,
I am.
I still am, but I do it anyway. Because that's the only way to get past it, right?
Yeah.
You do it anyway.
It's a great introduction. Talk about it.
Right. And I've tried that tactic before. And sometimes it works in my favor and sometimes it doesn't. I've tried everything. The very first time people started really asking me to speak after Kid passed away 6 years ago. I'd get asked every once in a while and I always said no. But after Kid passed away, everybody wanted to hear our story and everything.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I've got to do this. I need to do this.
Yeah.
So the very first speech I was going to give was in front of a very small group of women, like literally like 20 people.
Oh, that's good.
In some ways, that's good.
In some ways, I think it's harder.
Very intimate.
Well, I can't.
It's very intimate.
That's true.
So my brilliance, I said, I'm just going to type, because I see people read out of teleprompters all the time. They read their speech, and it's fine, except I wasn't going to have that. So I decided I'm going to type out everything I'm going to say. And I wrote page after page after page, and here I am, a radio person. So I get up there, and I start speaking, and I look up from my page and just start talking. And then when I go to look back down, I have no idea where I am.
You lost your place.
Yeah. I think I said something I meant to say on page 6, but now I've already said it. Now I don't know what I'm going to do. And then suddenly I'm like this. But people were very forgiving to me, and they all came up and kind of patted me on the back afterwards. They knew that was hard.
Good effort, Kelly.
I think the next time I went, you guys helped me out.
Oh, we have those. Is this when you didn't want to write the speech?
We wrote your opener.
This is where my problem was, you have to have a beginning of a speech. You have to have a middle of a speech. Look at my hands are starting to shake thinking about
it. Oh, my gosh.
And you have to have an end of a speech. Yep. I had a problem with the opening and the middle and the end. Because I was like, okay, if I know where I'm going, I can get there, but where am I going? So I thought, we were like, well, if I could just have a good opener to break the ice, maybe that would help.
Yeah.
So all of you guys, and I put a lot of trust in you.
You did.
You all wrote my opening statement. You sealed it in an envelope, and I did not see what you wrote until I got there. And I opened it on the stage.
This was fun.
And read what you guys wrote for me. And I put 100% trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it killed. They loved it.
It did. Oh, look, okay. I know we played it on the radio, but I don't remember.
I don't remember.
One bit.
Y'all, I do. I remember all of ours.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because we have them right here.
They were great. It was great.
I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Oh, big right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll play the first one and see if we can, decide who said it or who wrote it for Kelly. This is how Kelly did her speech.
Hello, ladies and guys, if there are any. I'm Kelly Raspberry, and I'm delighted to stand in front of you to talk about women not working. No.
Just be networking, get it?
I happen to work with one of the best not workers in the world, Big Al Mack. I think it is wonderful to put all of us together in a room to figure out how we can live comfortably without aging ourselves with that horrible thing called work. All those horrible people called co-workers. So I would like to welcome you to this not working seminar. I can't wait to learn about being lazy. Okay, JC, that's
it.
Not working.
Wow, whatever.
It's such a good funny. Icebreaker.
That's funny. That's
not
funny.
Working.
That's funny.
Look at that.
That's funny.
I changed the word.
Did you realize you wrote that as you were hearing it? Or did
you
forget completely?
I forget completely. I should be a speechwriter. I like that.
Oh, just slow your
roll. All right, let's go to the next one.
I should have gotten with you before today.
Let's go to the next one.
All right.
No, it did. It was good.
I
want
to start these kinds of things off with the words from the greatest writer of all time. So could everyone please stand up and repeat after me?
I did.
I swear I have not. I don't know. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Trouble getting up. This older lady was like, ma'am, you can sit back down. It's really okay.
Right, she wanted to be. Repeat after me. You want a hot body? You want a Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch.
Yeah, that was from Jenna Owens.
That was
right
I thought I'd get the crowd involved.
Yeah.
And you love Britney.
That was pretty good. Right.
They liked that.
That was great.
You're
getting hot.
You got to work me.
Kelly, you should have hired us again.
Oh, do this. Just repeat this.
This is good, actually. We shouldn't have played this morning. You should have done it again tonight.
I should have just read the entire thing again.
Take it again. They're probably chilling right now.
Yeah.
This is what Big Al Mack wrote for Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
I was born a poor black child. I love that, man.
Oh, so good.
Sure, it was tough to persevere on the heels of racial discrimination and inequality, but we kept fighting. What else could a strong, proud black family like us do? I remember not being able to... What is this? Al? I remember not being able to play with the other little black kids in the neighborhood because Mama hadn't made it home yet to press my hair. Mama wanted her babies to look good and take pride in who we were. But eventually, from that little two-bedroom house on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, right next to Paul's Pig Feet and Pagers, sitting on the porch drinking that purple drink along with my three siblings, Sarah Bella Rutabaga, and my baby sister, Halitosha. Okay, four high school graduates. So look at me now. I'm speaking in front of 200 white women. I made it, Mama. I made it.
That was great. You should take those all back today.
Just take that, Kelly.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was fun. Those were all good.
Okay, let me ask you this about the thing you're doing today. What is the theme?
Well, okay, I'm speaking mostly in front of, I think the majority are going to be teachers, the majority female.
All right.
And it's a really great fundraiser, Communities and Schools of Greater Wichita Falls,
okay.
I believe this is the title.
Right.
I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I think that's correct.
Uh-huh.
And what they do is they work with kids who are struggling to get through school, and it's not just academically. It's like some of these kids you know, it's hard for them. They don't have clean clothes to wear to school, or, you know, they don't have the things. So they work with them to give them the tools they need, whether it's clean clothes, whether it's a hot meal, whatever, friendship, just mentors to get them through to graduate. The goal is to get these kids to graduate high school. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my not working speech would not work in them.
No.
Right. So this is more about, you know, and encouraging and building them up.
Okay.
How many people again?
It's sold out, but honestly, I don't know what that means.
Sold out, scary.
But I would imagine that's a lot. It's going to be fine.
5,000?
I just try to remind myself, this is my husband Alan's hometown, Wichita Falls.
Uh-huh.
He was raised there. His father was in the Air Force and was stationed there. And they're so excited, not only about me coming, but Alan coming. So he'll be there. And my voice is getting nervous.
You're speaking to teachers. I would assume a majority of them are female. Why don't you take your Third Love copy with you and just read a couple of spots or something?
Some spots. Yeah,
I could do that.
Just let us do the opener. We'll write it here in about 10 minutes.
And Kelly wanted to be a teacher. Well, Kelly, also the good thing is they're there to see you. So that's different. You know how sometimes, I mean, I don't know, I've been in situations where I've been asked to speak and no one's there to see me. They're there because they have to be for work. And they're not as warm and welcoming but if they bought a ticket to come see you speak, then you're immediately going to have their support.
Right. So what I'm hoping will happen is I can get up there and we just, you know, I've got a few things that I want to say. I hope I get to them. And then I'm just going to let's all just meet each other and, and do a little meet and greet.
Meet and greet. Q&A.
White Cheddar, what's going on, sir?
I was just wondering if you guys want to write it again, maybe we have Kelly record it and we play those tomorrow at this time. If she'll do it again. You just write an open line.
Oh, just an open line, not a whole speech.
Okay.
Okay.
An opening line? Like a two-liner?
Two or
three lines?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You need one sentence.
But you have to remember, these are teachers.
Teachers get edgy.
My mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
Al's mother was a teacher.
Yeah. My mother was a teacher for 30 years. My son's
Jenna
a teacher.
Was taught.
My yeah, Jenna was taught by a teacher.
Right now.
Yeah. Anna is a stand-up comedian.
I've gone to 13, 14 different schools. I know a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
If y'all want to do it, I know it's a lot of pressure last minute, but I'll...
It's a lot of pressure, Kelly, but based on what we performed last time...
People loved it.
You got a few hours.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I can knock mine out in the next commercial break.
You know what's great? I'll put into it.
Yeah, he'll do it. You know what's great? Kelly is going to have to do it again. In 2 weeks, Kelly, we're doing a speech together?
So sweaty. Yeah.
That'd be funny to do it for that.
One in 1 week.
Oh, it's in 1 week?
Yeah. It's next week.
Next week.
With JC, we have
It's a little bit easier.
That's in front of suits.
It's way different.
No, it's
That would have been the funny one to
Well, we had to type it out and turn it in to be approved because we're reading it from a teleprompter.
Our deadline
so we can't really get away
and
with
part
that.
Part of a
big old thing.
Our
deadline was yesterday, but I was just thinking, if I don't write it, I don't have to do it.
Yeah, and I'm in here. JC, you go home and write that speech right now.
So Kelly, the goody-goody, she is guilted me, so I went home and wrote it yesterday.
Mm.
So it's written.
How is
he did great. He did so great, mine sucks.
Really?
No.
I told you that.
What do you mean, no?
Come on.
No.
Come on. It's Kelly Raspberry. What are you talking about?
Kelly Raspberry don't lie.
Really?
I did not read my note I wrote back to you.
I haven't checked my email.
I said, yours is so good, I need to go back and rewrite mine to measure up to yours.
I take that, Cheddar.
I didn't see yours.
You didn't see mine because I didn't send it to you because you don't deserve it. Kyle, you're going to do just fine. We'll write you a little opener here, too.
Thanks, JC.
We'll figure it out.
I'm just going to stand here and flap my arms for a minute.
Just read the one I wrote for next week. Boom. There you go. All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank
ATM.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take Kelly's favorite number, 13, and also caller number 15. You get to guess. Now, make sure you jot them down. Keep track of all the wrong guesses. Each wrong guess gets you one step closer to $5,000, but we're still hoping you win it right here. We'll take your calls and hopefully win that money next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That was a good one, Al.
Thanks.
Good one.
$5,000. Man, just Found money.
Found money. You didn't have it this morning?
That's a lot of money.
And then poof, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you feel good when you reach into your pocket and you find 20 bucks from a coat that you wore last year. That's good.
That's good.
That's good. That's five great. Bucks makes me feel good.
$5,000 that you didn't wake up with and now you got it. Just because you mixed up some numbers and got them right.
Just for hanging out with bozos like us. You know?
Yeah, a bunch of bozos.
Philly Phil. What's up, Phil?
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Pretty excited.
Yeah? What are you up to right now?
Yeah. Right now, I'm standing outside of Target with my two-year-old daughter.
Aww. Aww. A daddy-daughter
shopping trip. Yeah, she keeps saying, win money, win money.
What? Perfect start to the day.
What's her name?
Her name is Grace.
Grace. And how long are you guys going to be roaming the toy aisle today?
Until she says she's hungry and wants to go home.
I'm telling you, Target is the best babysitter. You just, I mean, it really, it's great.
We would do the same thing when our kids were like 2, 3, 4. They're acting up. Let's just go to Target, let them run around the toy aisle, and boom, all set. Didn't have to spend any money. All right, Phil, but we want you to win some money because maybe you could buy Grace a couple toys with $5,000, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Imagine how many things you can get
in
the dollar section.
Oh, so many things.
5,000 things.
All right, Phil, so the numbers we're working with now, because we did get a $5,000 winner yesterday, are 3, 5, 7, and 9. So go ahead and hit us with that pin.
All right, 5, 7, 3, 9.
Okay. Access denied.
I'm sorry, Phil.
But you know what? You're still a winner, Phil, because you're about to walk through the doors of Target.
Yeah, you are.
That's true.
They have good stuff right now. I was just there yesterday.
Always.
Their fashion game has stepped up.
Mm-hmm. Their everything game has stepped up. Their everything game. All right, Phil. Well, you have a wonderful day with Grace, man. Thank you for calling in. Keep track. And hopefully we talk to you again soon. Ed, how are you doing?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing good.
All right, man. So it's single syllable. It's one syllable game time right now. We got Ed and Phil. Ed, did you hear Phil's guess?
Yes, I did.
Don't guess that one. All right.
I will not.
What are you up to this morning, buddy?
I'm at work, sitting at my desk with everybody watching me to guess the combination.
So much pressure right now, Ed.
Yeah.
So much pressure, man. What do you do for work?
I'm an electronic technician.
Ooh. Nice. Shout out to all your coworkers out there. I could hear them. Say what's up. Ed?
He said shout out.
Yeah. All right, Ed. Well, let's see if you can get this pin right. Go ahead.
All right. My guess is 7, 9, 3, 5.
Dang it. All right, Ed.
Sorry, Ed.
Mark that one down as wrong, and I think we are down to 20 possible guesses.
Yeah.
You can always call back and try again.
Yeah, Ed. You have a wonderful day at work with your coworkers, buddy. Thank you for trying. All right, so there's two more wrong guesses right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting that much closer. Speaking of $5,000, did you see what happened to the kid that was in the background during College Game Day this past weekend?
No.
So College Game Day shows up to a city every single week for a big game, and this week they were in Iowa. And as always, there's kids in the background, college kids, having a good time, including a guy named Carson King who had a sign that said, Bush Light Supply Needs Replenished. Then it listed his information, his Venmo, so people could send him money. I often think people are not going to send any money, right? Maybe a couple bucks because they thought it was pretty funny. Within minutes, he had hundreds of dollars in his account.
Wow.
Yesterday morning, it was up to over $5,000.
Whoa.
So it's like he played Beat the Bank ATM and just went on College Game Day. So he could buy a whole bunch of Bush Light. But instead of keeping the money or throwing a huge party like most college students would. He's going to go ahead and donate it.
Oh, that's nice.
He called into a radio station in Des Moines and said he's buying one case of beer, but the rest of the money is going to go to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
Aww.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
And he's keeping this fundraiser going till the end of the month, so if you want to help out, his Venmo is Carson-King-25. Going back to the Children's
there you
Hospital.
Go.
Yeah,
very
nice little feel-good story there from College Game Day.
Aww.
$5,000 for Carson, and he's just buying one case of beer. The rest going to the children's. That's what's up right there. All right, Kid Nation, it's time to see if we're crazy, though. Does that make me crazy is the question you're going to ask us after you tell us those little silly things you think are pretty normal. I think Jenna's got one for us. She's had a lot lately, by the way.
I have.
Yeah, you've
I'm
had
not
it.
That crazy. I've already put my Halloween decorations up. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, boy.
I just did it.
You broke your own rule.
No, I just decided, you know what, on Sunday, I went and bought Halloween stuff.
It's
all the stores
October.
Are open. I saw one of my friends put their skeletons out. I normally wait till October 1, but I was like, you know what, this puts me in a feel-good mood, so why right. not?
Broke your
why not?
Rule. That's okay.
As
why
you
not?
Like it.
It just, it was a Sunday. I was like, you know what? This is going to make me happy today.
Makes you spooky, but you know, if it makes you happy, as long as you're happy,
it's
that's
just
good.
The Dead Max skeleton dog and the witches. That's all
okay.
I got.
Yeah, this is a slight
more
crazy.
To come. More to come.
Well, what about this one on the text? You'll like this one, dog owners. When I pass by dogs being walked by their owners, I analyze the dog and the owner and wonder if the dog has a good life based on their butt movements and if the owner is a good person worthy of a dog.
Also based on
based
my butt
on
movements?
Butt movement.
Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
A little bit, but I like that. You're just looking out for the puppies out there?
You gotta see if it's a happy tail.
Is it a good wag?
Well, when I meet a mean dog, I always think it's the owner's fault.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Like, yikes, why'd you make your dog all mean like you?
Again, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy?
It sure will.
That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
It's always better to hear it from us, you know, if you're crazy or not, because your friends probably already told you need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show, or everybody laughs at you when you talk about something, and you need to figure it out for yourself. And we already know that you're calling with the hopes of being called crazy on the show, because that's the cool part about
oddly,
it.
Oddly, people want to be crazy.
Yeah. You want to be in the crazy Hall of Fame is what you want to be in.
We'll put you in there. We got a jacket and everything.
Yeah. Nice color.
Mm-hmm.
From the text, hey, guys. I like to insert the F-bomb in the middle of song lyrics when I'm singing. All genres. Country, yeah. Pop, etc. Does that make me crazy? I feel like it amplifies the intensity without really changing the words. I like that a lot.
Buy me a blanket boat.
You know, it makes
yeah.
it
you're right, dog, you know?
Yeah.
Hadn't really thought of
it's
it.
It's like what the Dan Band did in Old School. With Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
Was it Old School? Or Wedding Crashers?
I don't remember.
One of those movies. Wedding Crashers, I think. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. It's crazy, but...
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, like, I need you more tonight.
A blanket need. Yeah.
It's funny.
In fact, we should all try that. From time to time, we're sitting in the car by ourselves singing along to the songs.
And not on stage.
No.
Probably not on stage.
In front of the wrong crowd.
Maybe do it today at your speech, Kelly,
yeah.
with all the
tickets. Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm going to have to scratch what I was writing then.
My big song and dance number. No.
You are fun crazy is what we like to call that one right there. Hey, guys. Angela wrote us and said, I always have to stop and smell marshmallows in the grocery store. They have to be the plain kind, by the way, every time. Does that make me crazy?
Smell them through the bag. It's a good smell.
Yeah. Marshmallows are just, they're powdery smelling.
Buy the marshmallow candle. I believe it was Bath and Body Works, and they had a hot cocoa marshmallow candle. They have the seasonal candles out now.
See, I like when marshmallows are roasting. I love that smell. Mm. But just a plain marshmallow to me.
It does take me back to childhood. I thought it was a pretty good smell.
I got a fir candle.
A fir?
Fir.
F-I-R.
Oh,
fir.
Oh,
like
oh
a tree.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting all in the holiday spirit.
I didn't
spirit.
Want PETA coming after you.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, my fur candle will end up with fur in it.
Yeah.
It's a dog owner life.
Fur.
No, fur. It smells F-I-R. Like a Christmas
tree. Dark pine tree, yeah.
My wife put out the pumpkin smelling candle the other day. I was like, it's too early.
It's too sweet
it's
for
too
me.
It's too early.
No, once those lattes are available, it's on.
I know, but it's just...
Everything's
it's
pumpkin. A, Target.
It's beer. The I beers, mean, the pumpkin beers coming out now.
Isn't it technically still summer?
Yeah, pumpkin M&Ms. The 23rd, I believe.
For another couple of days, yeah.
I think the 23rd is the first day of fall, right? Monday. Yeah. Monday.
I looked at my boyfriend last night. I was getting in bed. I said, it's winter. And he looked at me like I was the craziest person, but I realized that it's darker all of a sudden at the time because we were laying in bed and it was like not even 8 o'clock and it was dark out.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to skip fall because Britney Spears posted on her Instagram yesterday that winter's coming.
It's winter.
Yeah.
Aww. She's got to get ready for her skin.
She totally said she's trying to get ready for her jeans for winter. But I'm like, what about fall? But if Britney is the queen of pop is saying no fall, then no fall.
Well, she's inspiring me to work out more.
Yeah. She's posting the videos
Brittany.
With her cute little head tilt. What's up, Claire?
Hey!
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead and hit us with yours.
Okay, so every morning I'm in, like, a lot of traffic on my way to school or whatever, and I'll pick a car in the lane next to me and make sure that my lane is going faster and, like, I'm racing them and winning.
Oh, I love doing that. Yeah, it's cool, crazy. And it gets you to work without having to stress about the traffic.
I count cars as I pass them. And that makes me feel better. It's like I pass one, two, three, but then I have to go 2, 1, and then you negative count one, negative two. And like, that's my thing to get me through it.
Claire, will it throw you into like a bad mood if you get in the wrong lane and you end up in the slow lane the whole way to work?
I mean, kind of. I'll just end up switching lanes.
Yeah, okay. So you will switch.
Oh, now, that's the worst. You switch the lane, and then your lane becomes the slow lane.
That's
again.
The rule. You, Claire, you cannot switch lanes because you always know that your lane's going to go the slowest.
And I'm the worst lane picker.
Sometimes it works out.
It does. Sometimes it does.
Today, did you win, Claire?
Oh, I'm still in traffic, but I am winning so far.
You are winning. Send us a text later and let us know if you end up winning today.
You made it through the phone line. That's half the battle right there.
Claire is fun crazy.
And just a really quick aside, Jenna, you just said days are getting shorter. I have my calendar out.
Yeah.
Daylight savings time doesn't end until November 3rd.
Oh.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
That's crazy,
I thought it was
right?
October. Yeah.
I can tell it's darker, right?
Yeah.
Angela?
It's going to be
I mean, it used to be light at 9 o'clock, and it's not
no,
that.
No, the days are automatic. Yeah, after that one day in summer, I think the first day of summer is the longest day of the year, right? Then it starts getting shorter,
yeah,
I think.
I think so. That makes sense. Tierra. Or Tierra.
Hi.
How are you doing? Hey.
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Great.
Great. I love yours already. Go tell us and ask us.
Well, I'm jealous. I haven't found a dead body yet.
So what?
I get what you're saying.
I
keep looking in trash bags along the highway thinking I'm going to find a dead body, and I have not found one yet.
You're jealous that you have not found a dead body.
I get what you're saying because you want to be the hero that solves the mystery or gets one step closer to finding the killer. I get that.
You want to be interviewed on Dateline. I get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be like leaving my hair around the steps so they'll come and ask me about it, and, you know.
Oh my God.
You want to be accused
of that investigation.
You want to involve
probably
yourself.
End up getting arrested.
Okay, if you want to be accused of a murder you didn't commit, that makes you crazy.
Definitely crazy.
Well, good luck with your search, you know.
You're crazy.
I think about that. I mean, I leave DNA everywhere that I go.
You can't help it.
I shed so much.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. But I don't willingly want to.
No.
I don't want to be falsely accused of anything.
No, because anything can happen.
And we've seen it.
I would just admit that I did it and I didn't do it.
I would hope that y'all would be my character witnesses.
I would be.
And there's no way Kelly could have killed.
Like, I've never seen that over a Well, it was that one time.
Yeah, I cannot provide an alibi.
I would be playing the tape of Kelly yelling at Al and Kid over the popcorn coupon. I'd be the tape of Kelly yelling. Kelly yelling at Al over the ice cream blank and treats.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Kelly get angry? We'd be like, every day?
Have you ever recalled Kelly losing her temper? Well,
Exhibit A, sir.
Yep.
It'd be really interesting if you're called as a character witness for somebody, because then you're like, you really find out what people think about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you assume this person to give you a good, I would assume you'd give me a glowing review, but then they ask you the questions, have you ever seen Kelly lose her temper, like, out of control?
Yep.
And then you'd have to, like, well, yeah, but I don't think she meant it. No, he didn't ask you that, JC.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a lawyer in here to do that for us?
Yes.
Oh.
Just so we've... Because I've always wanted to be a character witness.
Oh.
And so far, I've always just not been asked.
You got to remember they ask you inappropriate things,
that's
too.
Fine.
You
that's
know?
Fine.
And about yourself, right? To try and...
Sure.
Because they'll try to discredit you in the testimony you're giving for Kelly.
I've told you
so
all
So then your dirty secrets will come out.
All my dirty secrets have already been out.
I don't know if we should do that, JC.
I told you all everything.
We got some dirt.
Everything. Yeah. For the most part.
I only tell the stuff that makes me look good.
Yeah, I only tell the good stuff.
Hi, Michaela.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? So I don't know how you do this every single night. What do you do?
So I have a fear of bugs crawling into my ears. So I have to take a shower and wash my hair and go to bed with it wet every single night.
Wet hair at
what do you
night.
Think that's going to do about the bugs?
Yeah, they can still crawl in your ear, right?
So I'm afraid that, like, I have, like, just going throughout the day, like, doing things or whatever that, like, a mosquito or something or a spider will land in my hair.
And, like, so I feel that, like, if I take a shower and I wash my hair, that, like, everything is gone.
Oh.
And so I have to, and I don't want to blow dry it either because I feel like if there's heat, then, like, a bug will nest up in there.
Oh, okay. You want the cold. Okay, I see what you're
doing. See, I go to bed with my hair wet all the time because I don't like doing it in the morning. But it's so bad on my pillows. I don't know how to...
Doesn't it make it stink?
Well, it doesn't make it stink, but, like, it'll... If you go to bed with your hair wet on your pillows all the time and you don't wash them right away, yeah. It'll get mildew. Just yeah. like a towel, right. one, you know?
And then the pillow's all moist the next day.
Yeah, you gotta wash
but
it again.
My hair looks like crap. I can't do it like that.
I can do it.
Well,
with
I do think you're a semi... Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely semi-crazy.
Wash your hair to wash out the bugs so then they won't crawl in your ear while you're asleep.
That's crazy.
Yes,
that's
you
crazy.
Put yeah. way too much thought in it. Crazy.
Welcome to Crazyville.
Yeah.
Yes, you're in.
You made it, Michaela. Welcome to our club.
You're never leaving.
We've all been crazy, by the way, on this show at some point or another. What is... Jorge?
Jorge!
Hey, how y'all doing?
What in the world are you doing to pizza? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I put ketchup on pizza and pretty much on everything.
Ketchup
you know
on pizza.
That's your ranch. A lot of people put ranch on everything, including pizza.
You can't double tomato sauce things.
You can do whatever you want.
Hey, everybody says that, but it's delicious.
Well, JC will have to try it before he can judge.
Oh, I ain't trying that.
Everything,
crazy.
Though. You gotta put it on everything. Tamales, everything.
Wow. So do you not like salsa?
No.
I just got on part-time Justin for putting ketchup on tamales, and you're doing it too.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to try it.
So crazy,
knock
bro.
It again.
Yeah, y'all need to try it.
I did try it because we did have tamales that day. And I'm not going to say I hated it.
Well, try it on pizza, too.
I can't.
Yeah, but you don't like pico.
I don't like pico. I like the juice.
I think that's weird.
I like the juice.
So,
of the
yeah,
pico.
You like salsa. You don't like pico, which is strange.
Why is it strange?
You're Mexican.
You're Mexican. You're supposed to like that.
I like salsa. I just don't like pico. I don't like the texture of the onions.
How many times do we have to remind him of that, Al? We got to remind you of that like twice.
Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I have to like crunchy onions.
Well, I think it's weird that Jorge doesn't like salsa.
See, but I think he's Mexican.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my gosh.
You're Mexican. Thanks, Kelly. I always have Kelly remind me, just in case.
Yesterday, did you celebrate Mexican Independence
Day
yesterday?
Yeah, did you watch my Instagram stories?
No, I didn't.
What'd you do? I didn't see your stories, I'm sorry.
Well, my daughter mostly celebrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did see Mackenzie and she were wearing matching tops.
They had,
very cute.
They went. Her school did a nice little, the Independencia celebration. And then I told the kids, we sat there and we watched some, we listened to Pedro Infante.
What's that?
He's an artist. Vicente Fernandez. We listened to him as well. Yeah. So we just listened to some music and hung out.
I love that.
Yeah. Brandy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing awesome. All right, hit us with your craziness.
Every time I go through a car wash, right at the very end when they're about to dry my car, or that machine's going to dry it, I put my sunglasses on just in case my front windshield shatters. To protect my eyes. So does that make me crazy?
Yes, but it's cool.
No, wow. That's... preventing tragedy.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I've never, ever heard of a windshield shattering as a result of a car.
I get scared that my wipers are going to fly away sometimes because it kind of lifts them.
Mm-hmm. But there's a crack in the windshield. I guess maybe there's a danger of it. I don't know.
Yeah. It could happen. But you're prepared,
Brandy.
I shut
the door one time on my Aunt Velma's car, and the window shattered on the door. I'll never forget that feeling. So I get it, that fear of shattered glass. I get that.
Did you see the video of the girls that were in a car wash, and they were trying to be funny, and the girl opened the door, and she was twerking, but the car started moving, and it got stuck on the machine, and it ripped the door, and the whole car got wet.
Awesome.
That'll show you.
That'll learn.
But they posted the video anyway.
Oh, of course, I think the car wash
is funny.
Twerking can be dangerous.
Uh-huh. What's up, Erica?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? All right. What's yours?
Well, we just bought a house, and I am all ready. I'm all set up for Thanksgiving, and I know it's early, and my mom was like, are you crazy or what? But yesterday, last night, I went to buy everything, and I am set up, and I'm ready for Thanksgiving. And I just love that that theme, the welcome, and and then bless and everything. I'm excited.
Good. I'm excited.
So you're one of those, Erica, that drives me crazy that won't give Halloween a minute.
The Thanksgiving Halloween
fight. I know.
At least tell me you have some sort of skeleton.
I do. Got that candy ready for the kids and everything.
Okay.
Just wanted y'all to know that my daughter, she's 8, and for the past 2 years, every time we go to school, she is crazy about y'all, and she tried to wait for y'all and say hi, but, you know, she had to go to school.
Darn it.
She had to go learn.
Yeah, I would say hi to her tomorrow, like around 8:20. We're always in the car. I mean, 7:20. We're always in the car.
But we can do it right now. What's her name?
No, we're going to put it on the schedule. Okay.
7:20. What's her name?
Her name is Jaslyn Tovar, and she knows every single song that y'all put on the radio.
Jaslyn
Tovar. All right.
And you're saying 7:20 Central?
Yes, okay. Yes.
I'm putting it in the schedule right now.
7:20 Central, Jaslyn Tovar.
Yeah, 7:20. Awesome. We're not playing. We're not going to play Beat the Bank ATM. We're only saying hi to Jaslyn.
We can do it the same. We can do
I'm just kidding
about that. She's like, Mom, call. For the past 2 years, I've been trying to call y'all.
Aw, well, we love you, Erica.
Make that happen.
And we'll share some love to Jaslyn here tomorrow, 7:20. Deal?
Thank y'all. Y'all are the best.
All right, Erica. You have a wonderful day at work today.
You have a blessed day.
And thank you to everybody calling in with their crazy. We have some good ones, including RC, who doesn't like his dog seeing him naked. I feel you on that. I feel you on that, RC. It's just weird. You don't want your dog staring at you. It's all weird.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Luck, right?
A man in Oregon may very well be listening to us right now on Mix 100.7 up in Bend. Won the state lottery jackpot this past Friday. $4.6 million, I believe it was. This guy's so lucky, he had already beat cancer twice.
Two times.
So, Stu McDonald, hey, man.
Congratulations, Stu.
Good looking out. And his wife, Claudia, says, get the winning ticket this time, Stu. She says that every week when he buys his ticket.
He finally did.
This week, she forgot to say it. Got to win.
Look at that. Congrats, Stu.
Good job, Stu.
And let's try to win some more money here. Heather, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Doing awesome. Are you at work already?
I am.
All right. What do you do?
I work in a veteran-directed care program.
Nice.
Good work.
All right. Well, hopefully you've been keeping track of all those wrong guesses. Do you have a PIN code for us, Heather?
Yes, 5937.
5937.
Right.
Access denied.
Oh, all right, we can mark that one off, Heather. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day at work today. And let's bring in our second contestant for our second guest, Bobby.
Hi.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about y'all?
Doing awesome.
Good, thank you.
So I believe we're down to 19 possible PIN codes that have not been used up yet. And one of those will win you $5,000. Hopefully it's the one you're about to guess. What do you think it is?
Okay. 9735.
Access
denied.
Oh, man, Bobby.
Sorry, Bobby.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day today. And thank you for listening, Bobby.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bobby. Bobby.
I like their personality. All right, Kid Nation. We're down to 18 possible PIN codes.
Uh-huh.
All right. One of those has $5,000 in it. We'll be back at it again tomorrow morning at 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.